action. You are united in yourself through those three processes. And then you have unity between each other vis-a-vis your thoughts, feelings, and actions. There is a final stage that this growth would do, is that the mutual attraction gradually has to give way to a mutual point of attraction. It is very difficult for a husband and wife to remain attracted to the qualities of themselves, because however marvelous we are, nevertheless we are not perfect, and we have all kind of things that are bothersome. The ultimate attraction, you see, the human heart is attracted always to what is the best, to the highest, the most marvelous, the most magnificent. And that is only Godhood, nothing else. Therefore, through the phenomena of growth, the couples gradually would realize that they can see the beauty in each other as those that have been created by God. And they would try to discover the beauty of the other person. You see, what people usually do, they say, I see so many faults, so many mistakes. The role of the individual in the marriage has to be, the goal and the role that they have to have is to make conscious attempts to discover the beauty of the other person that God has put in the other person. Many a times our anger, our fears, our anxieties, our frustrations, our resentments do not allow us to do so. We become mesmerized by the negative qualities of that person. We lose our attraction. And that's the reason that the only way that you can be attracted to another person is to the realization that this person has been created by God. He is a noble being. He is a creative being, unique being. And you truly would find all magnificent qualities in them if you only trust.